At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help.
We still got was above me. The Hoogs tickets giveaway. We'll do that here in this hour. Hoogs versus Tech. Battle of undefeated teams trying to get a leg up in the Big 12. Tech's really good. I don't know if Morton's going to play. We'll see if their quarterback, who did not finish their last game, didn't matter. They stomped Utah. We'll see if he's available. The Cougs got a real test. It felt like Oregon State knew. If we don't get this one, we may not get...
Might be a long year, fellas.
Yeah, we may not get any. So they got out early. Wegman threw a pick, led to a score, and the Cougs had to fight back. I got to be honest. I was watching the game, and I just said, okay, this one's over. And then I flipped back. It's what? It's tied? And the Cougs scrapped and clawed and won. Yeah. Willie Fritz was on earlier with John and Lance to talk about that. So he's got a chance in year two to get to 5-0. He's a program builder, and this would be certainly if they can get this one. The biggest win of his short tenure with the Cougs.
And they're wearing Houston blue?
The Houston blue.
They won't, I like it. They I like it for this game specifically.
Yeah, they're the Red Raiders, and it's a lot of red. I'm sure tech people will be
make
there.
It easier for me. Which team's red? I'm used to both teams wearing red. One's in blue.
I don't need that to discern who's who, but I get it.
Like when Wisconsin and Nebraska play, I'm just like,
yeah,
guys.
That was annoying, yes.
Can we get an alternate?
Yes, I think Nebraska's broken out an alternate maybe a time or two when they played Wisconsin. But with the team with red in their name, let's just go with the Houston blue. And they're going to do that. So if you're going to the game, if you don't win tickets from us, but you're still going, break out that that blue, that Houston blue that they're going to be wearing. The uniform's one of the most well-liked uniforms in college sports. They're going to have them out there against Tech. ESPN, primetime, Cougs, Red Raiders. All right, let's get to the Rockets. Another team, the color red. Kevin Durant was available for the media for the first time as a Rocket. We'll hear from him in this segment about why he's here. There's a short clip going around about him and wanting to sign an extension. Maybe there was some reporting, non-factual reporting, it turns out, that was in question. He wants to sign an extension. He has no timetable for that. We don't know what the length will be. We'll see about that. Another guy who was asked about an extension this, or at least yesterday, was Tari Eason. Tari Eason was noncommittal on that. I don't know that the Rockets and him are close. I think Rafael Stone was asked about it earlier this offseason, kind of gave the same type of answer. So we'll see where Tari Eason falls in line as far as a potential extension. He certainly thinks he should get a bigger role on the team. And he was asked about that yesterday. So among many things asked of those players, someone asked Tari Eason about his role and also asked him about what favorite movie he saw in the offseason. I cut that part out of the question.
Oh, what was the answer? Do you remember?
I cut it out because I didn't get an answer from the clip I grabbed. There was no answer, so I cut that out. So in this clip, when he's asked about a bigger role, there's also me editing out the part about what his favorite offseason movie was, because the clip didn't provide an answer. Here's Tari Eason on what he expects of himself this year.
What kind of an offensive role do you see for yourself on this team this year? Do you want maybe more of an expanded role on offense? And
yes, I do want a more elevated role, and I think you'll see that with just my improvements in my game. I'm just going to let my game do the talking.
You heard a little that was me cutting out the I wanted to make reference to it, but also not have the question in. I didn't get an answer. We'll see.
Yeah, and I just search on Twitter, Tari Eason movie, and nothing's
up there. So other people thought it wasn't that important. I don't know if we asked that question at me. I guess it is media day, But maybe you do that in a sit-down interview that you have with him, not when you are one of several people asking questions.
Or if you can, like, sidle up to the side, like, when he's not on the podium.
When you're writing your piece because you got to make content leading up to the season and you have your Tari Eason introspection piece, maybe you do that then.
I saw several different tweets from various different members of Rocket media world and Rocket online world noticing that Brian Windhorst was at Rocket's media day as like a sign of like, oh, look how far we've come, you know? Yeah. And let me just say, I hope that Brian Windhorst looked at that guy and just rolled his eyes when he asked what your favorite
Do
movie.
I need to listen to the Hoops Collective today and see if he makes reference to that question? We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
And he said his favorite movie.
Look, I can't identify the reporter by name, so by voice, actually, so I can't give you the name. But yeah, was that a question about – and Tari Eason –
I know what you did last summer.
I really –